Hi, good evening to everybody. Tonight's shiur is to discuss topic of the mareach and the machik, which means scraping and smoothing. One of the lamentas malachos and Shabbos is mimareach, which means to scrape. The practical applications that we would like to get to are the use of hard soap, a bar of soap on Shabbos, liquid soap, as well as numerous other applications of this malacha of mimareach and mimachik. The issue of using soap on Shabbos really begins with Ramah. It's Ramah from Shin Chavav Sevyur, who reads as follows. It's prohibited for one to wash his or her hands on Shabbos with salt. The kol shekein the boris shekorn zayt, b'lashon Ashkenaz, and certainly one is prohibited from using a bar of soap, which we recall the language of the Ramah is zayt. Or to use any other animal fat that was something that was used in order to cleanse or clean one's hand. All three of those items, salt, a bar of soap, and animal fat are all prohibited to be used on Shabbos. V'have nola. Now, the Ramah writes that the reason for the prohibition of using these three instruments in order to cleanse one's hands on Shabbos is because of Nolad. Nolad is an Issa D'Rabbanan, which we discussed previously, which essentially means changing an item, changing a liquid to a solid, or making a solid out of a liquid. We discussed making ice on Shabbos could fall under the category of Nolad, allowing something to melt, placing a frozen item next to a heating element and allowing it to melt also is prohibited by Nolad. And here the Ramah says explicitly that if one is to use a bar of soap on Shabbos and by putting water, placing water, and mixing the water with a bar of soap, so ultimately the bar of soap itself will become a change. It's not the same solid that it was before placing water on it and putting your hands together, and it's been a changed instrument or item. And as a result of the fact that now the liquid bar or the bar is turning into a liquid, as well as the fact that the item or the solid bar of soap itself is being removed from the bar, and the hand is gaining from the fact that the soap is different, as a result, that is prohibited because of Nolad. So the Ramah says explicitly in Siman Shin Chavav Sefiot that there's an issur to use a hard bar of soap, or the same thing is true when it comes to changing salt, and it is becoming a change element as a result, and the same thing is true when it comes to these animal fats, are all prohibited because of the issur of Nolad, and the Mishnah Berurah immediately mentions that it's similar to an issue we've discussed in the past of Risuk Shelag Vabar, that the Mechaber says in Siman Shin Chav, based upon the Sugi Mesecha Shabbos, and Afnan Aleph, it's prohibited to chop or to squeeze ice or snow on Shabbos, because when water will come out and you desire the water, that is prohibited because of Nolad. However, the Mishnah Berurah cites from the Magen Avraham here in Sifkat and Lamed, as well as from the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael is written by Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz, one of the classic commentators on Shabbos, that the prohibition of using hard soap, a bar of soap on Shabbos, has nothing to do with Nolad, but rather it has to do with the Melacha that we began discussing, that's Mimareach, Mimachek, which means to soften or to scrape. Now, the Tiferet Yisrael and the Gemara, in truth, when it lists and enumerates the Malachos of Shabbos and Daf and Gimel and Beis and Mesach HaShabbos, is talking about scraping the hair off of the hide of an animal, off of the leather. That's what the leather that was used in the Mishkan. Ultimately, the hair had to have been removed from the hide. And there, the removal of the hair is considered to be the Malach of the Machik, scraping off. A tolba, as we mentioned, of the machik is nimareach, smoothening. The Gemara there in Mesach HaShabbos also mentions other examples, derivative toldas of mimachik or mimareach, and that is smoothening something, or if you're to take a piece of wood and you're to scrape the piece of wood and create it and make it into, or to sand the piece of wood and to make it into a more usable object or item, that also falls under the category of mimachik, hair. The Mishnah Berurah mentions, quoting from the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, and its commentary in the Mishnah and Shabbos, says that the reason that it's prohibited to use soap on Shabbos is because it's similar to memachik. You are erasing or you're scraping something off of the bar of soap. Originally, the bar of soap was more thick or it was larger, and the fact that you're removing particles or pieces from the bar of soap, that is considered under the category of mimachik or mimareach, you're smoothening the item itself, and as a result, it is prohibited. Although many achronim argue on the position of Yisrael Lipschitz and explain that when the Tiferes Yisrael prohibited using bar soap on Shabbos, the bar soap of the Tiferet Yisrael was much different than the bar soap today. The Tiferet Yisrael's bar soap was softer and more pliable, and when you would place water on it or you would use the soap, it would actually change the texture of the bar soap itself. And although our soap is hard and remains equally hard, it seems to be, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that minu kol Yisrael lahachmir b'zeh, that the custom of all Yisrael to be machmir, not to use bar soap on Shabbos, even though fundamentally our soap is different than the soap that the Tiferet Yisrael is talking about. But nonetheless, it's almost uncontested that many and most, the majority of halachic posts today prohibit the use of bar soap on Shabbos because of the Isser Malacha of Mimachek or the Tolda of Mimareach. There are a variety and sundry of other malachos or prohibitions, contemporary prohibitions that apply on Shabbos because of the Isser of Mimareach and Mimachek that I like to discuss as well. First, however, we must discuss liquid soap. Now, liquid soap fundamentally is different than hard soap. Liquid soap would not and does not seem to have a problem and should not fall under the category of mimachik or mimareach because it's a liquid and you're not really changing the texture of the liquid soap itself. And most poskim are of the opinion that it's permitted to use sabon dozli, to use liquid soap on Shabbos. Moshe Feinstein in a short tshuva in Orachayim Chelik Aleph, Simon Kufi Gimel, himself writes that he's machmir in his house, and he thinks that it is appropriate to be machmir not to use liquid soap because you still are changing the texture, so especially if it's a thicker substance, and when you squeeze it out, it does not necessarily completely liquefy, but it still has a certain paste texture to it. It is a little bit harder, but nonetheless, Rav Moshe is machmir, although most of themselves are make about using liquid soap. Certainly if you're to put water on your hands with the liquid soap together before you actually smoothen it on your hands, then the texture is being changed and there will not be a problem whatsoever using liquid soap. But even without that, most posts can permit the use of liquid soap absolutely, as opposed to hard soap, liquid soap, there's no issue of nola, you're not creating anything new because the item itself, that's what it is, that's how it looks, and you're not changing it into any other substance, as opposed to a hard bar of soap, which is becoming changed, as well as the fact that there should be no issue of mimareach, smoothening, and no issue of mimachek, of scraping as well. There is an interesting soap that's on the market that's commonly used in many homes, and that is a liquid soap that when you squeeze it out of the bottle actually turns into a foam. Now there the issue would be less mimareach because you're not smoothing anything. The foam will actually dissolve almost momentarily as soon as you put it onto your hands. But the issue that some posts can raise is whether or not it falls under the category of nola, that you have created from a liquid substance, you've created a foam. This is similar to another question that many halachic posts deal with when it comes to using whipped cream on Shabbos. You squeeze the whipped cream out of a canister, a metal can, and it goes again from the liquid to a foam. And there are a group of posts who do prohibit the use of such items on Shabbos, specifically whipped cream, because maybe it would be a issue of nola. However, the majority of halachic authorities permit both the use of whipped cream as well as the use of a liquid soap that turns into a foam. And their understanding is that if you allow the soap or the liquid to sit, so it will turn back from a foam to a liquid after a few moments or even a few minutes, and therefore it's not considered to be nola, because when it comes to nola, nola means you're creating something, and you want the liquid to turn into a solid and to stay as a solid. But here when it comes to this liquid, the liquid soap, which is turning to a foam, it ultimately will turn to being a liquid and is not a problem of nola. Furthermore, you're really not doing anything significant. The fact that it's a foam, you don't want it to be a foam, you're not interested in it being a foam, that's simply how it comes out, and it's not significant enough to be considered nola. So therefore, liquid soap as well as liquid soap that turns into foam are mutter in Shabbos, hand soap, and bar of soap is prohibited, either because of the Ramah saying nola or because of the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Tiferet Yisrael, and the majority of halach poskim who think that it's a problem of mimachek or mimareach, scraping or smoothening. Other aspects of mimareach that Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses in subsequent tshuvas in Orachayim Chelek Aleph, following his short tshuva regarding hand soap, is referring to toothpaste and lipstick. Although I don't want to get into the issue of brushing teeth on Shabbos, which is a shir in of itself, but one of the issues that postmen do raise in terms of the propriety of using brushing teeth on Shabbos is the use of toothpaste. Now, toothpaste, when you brush your teeth, is going to go from a solid into a paste. And as a result of changing the texture of the toothpaste onto your teeth, that, says the Moshe, falls under the category of mimareach. You're smoothening the paste, and the paste is supposed to be smooth. You don't want it to remain the same way it is in the tube, because the success of the toothpaste is in the fact that it's becoming smoothened onto the teeth. And Rav Moshe prohibits using toothpaste on Shabbos because of the issue of mimareach, the tolda of mimachek that the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos discusses, as well as the Gemara discusses. Another issue that Rav Moshe raises regarding the malacha of mimachek is lipstick. Now, lipstick, when it's placed onto the lips, changes the texture of the stick. It scrapes off pieces, parts of the lipstick that's in the stick, and as a result of this scraping off, or as a result of the smoothening it onto the lips, that would fall into the category of mimachek or mimareach. Rav Moshe therefore says it's prohibited, besides the fact that it says it's an issue of tzoveya, coloring on Shabbos, and therefore Rav Moshe prohibits the use of lipstick on Shabbos as well. A common area that the issue of mimachek and mimareach comes up is the issue of chapped lips or chapped hands on Shabbos. Commonly in the winter, people will place some sort of hand cream, either medicated or not, whether it's on the lips or whether it's on the hands, or some form of moisturizer, in order to deal with an issue of lips that are chapped or hands that are chapped. Now, classically, most people have chapped lips or chapped hands. It's not something that is going to really affect them in a very, very significant way, vis-a-vis the halachas of Shabbos. It would probably fall into the category of a mechush, which means something that is a nuisance or not necessarily out called a cholash ein bo sakana, certainly not a cholash yesh bo sakana. So therefore, when it comes to something which is a mechush, which is a minor ailment, something of not significant pain, something that's not incapacitating, when it comes to such things, so if placing the moisturizer on your hands or placing the lip balm on your lips, that will fall under the category of mimareach or mimachek, no different than lipstick or toothpaste or a hard soap which is being placed in your hands. And even though one is uncomfortable, still, because of the fact that it's only a mechush, it's only a minor pain, a minor discomfort, therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, we would prohibit one from using hand cream or a chapstick for the lips, or the cream, medicated or not, certainly when it comes to the hands. Now, what one can do on Shabbos in such a situation is, if you're eating an oily food, so certainly the benefit of eating an oily food is the remaining oil can be used to be placed on lips or remains on the lips. Certainly oil is very much used as an ingredient in the chapped lips, or in the lip balm, or in the cream. So certainly there's no problem at all of placing that on your lips, on your mouth, in order to help with your pain. Now, certainly, in a situation where a person is not using a medicated cream or medicated lip balm, so there is a question halacha as to whether or not, if it's derech habriyim, if it's the thing that normal people do, healthy people do, and doesn't look like it is being done as a result of pain or as a result of the use of medication, there is a question halacha as to whether or not that would be prohibited or permitted. Now, the Ramah does mention in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Chav Ches that if a person does something derech briyim, mi shechoshesh b'sheino, says the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of Siman Shin Chav Ches, as well as throughout Siman Shin Chav Ches, that if a person is in some level of pain, he's doing something that's comfortable, because that's what people do, and you want to place specifically oil on one's mouth or on one's lips, on one's hands on Shabbos, because that's what you do, says the Ramah. She'ein b'malkom she'ein noag in lasuch b'shemen. The Ramah says in Siman Shinchav Zayin Sif Aleph that if you're specifically doing it for refuah, it's going to be asur. But if you're doing it because that's the derech briyim, that's the way healthy people do it, so the Mishnah Berurah says that's okay. However, contemporarily, certainly in America, it does not seem that the way is to place oil on one's lips as a derech briyim, as a health conscious thing to do. Therefore, it would seem that that would fall under the category of derech refuah, and specifically to place it on the mouth or on the lips may be prohibited because it's not called derech briyim. For a child, there certainly would be room to permit that because it's not considered to be as much of a refuah because it is being used as an oil, but for adults it would not seem to be permitted as a result of the fact that it would not be called derech briyim. However, there is an area where there would be permission, and that's when it comes to changing a child's diaper, a baby's diaper. A child has a rash, or sometimes more significant, sometimes less significant, and you want to put Desitin, Vaseline, or some sort of diaper cream or for to take care of the rash. That is mutter. And the reason for that is if you squeeze it out and you place it directly onto the skin, and then you put the diaper on and allow the cream to soak in as a result of the child's movement, so therefore you're not really doing the mereach. All you're doing is squeezing something out, putting it on the space or the area where there is some discomfort, and then as a result of the child's movement, then it will get smoothened on. That's not a problem. Now, number one, it's not a problem because every child under, certainly when they're still being diapered or pampered, it's called a cholish ein bo sakana. A cholish ein bo sakana, we will permit you to place cream on. So therefore, that's one reason why it should not be a problem. The second reason is because it might be the regular way. It's the common, ordinary way that people change diapers is you place a cream or oil or maybe even Desitin at times. And since it's regular, b'kiyah gavna, since that's the normal and regular way to go about things, therefore would be permitted to do so as well. So when it comes to the area of memareach and memachik, smoothening and pasting something on the body, when it comes to Shabbos, that would be prohibited. When it comes to certain necessary refuah-related issues, cream, and other types of topical ointments, medicated or not, it would depend on the particular situation somebody is dealing with. It's an antibiotic. Certainly there would be more reason lahakel to do so. Certainly to do it al-idei anachri, al-idei an akum, an anju would be prohibited, would be best as a result of it being considered a shvus to shvus b'makom sar gadol, it's a tudra banan, and therefore we would permit one to do such a thing, and that would be lechatchila, that would be ideal, but certainly somebody who has any health issues and requires some sort of ointment, topical ointment or cream and the like, medicated or not, should certainly be in touch with the Rav. Depending upon the situation, it would theoretically be permitted, but certainly if it's only a mechush, only if it's a discomfort or slight pain, it would be prohibited as a result. So therefore, using a moisturizer for chapped hands or for chapped lips, that would be a problem. Till now, the issues that we've been discussing have nothing to do with food. The machikim and mareach seem to be limited in the Gemara, most notably to leather or to use of wood. The cases that we've seen so far in Shulchan Aruch as well also seem to be dealing with non-food items, the cases that the postman have been dealing with, soap and toothpaste and lipstick and moisturizer, hand and lips, all seem to have nothing to do with food whatsoever. Question that one has to wonder about is whether or not the issue of memareach, smoothening, or the issue of memachik, scraping, would apply to food as well. You're making a egg salad or a tuna salad and you're putting it out and you want it to look a little bit nicer. Can you flatten it or to arrange it in a way where it looks smoother or nicer and to set it up in that fashion? This the Ramah addresses explicitly at the end of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, the last Ramah in Siman Yud Tes. The Ramah writes, "Mutter lachachlik ha'ochel b'Shabbes ve'ein bazeh mishum memachik." And one is permitted to smoothen food on Shabbos and to create it into a flatter paste, and it's not prohibited as a result of memachik scraping or smoothening memareach on Shabbos. Ramah explains that the reason that it's permitted is because one is eating the item regardless. Whether it's smoothened or flat does not help necessarily in the ability to eat the food. Maybe it does in the presentation, but because it's efshar lechol b'loza, because one is permitted and can eat without it being smoothened out, therefore you're not really doing anything productive. There's no there's nothing being done in a very significant way, and therefore the Ramah says it's permitted. However, the Ramah does not finish his comments regarding memareach and memachik without writing mikol makom hamachmir b'maychol shel tapuchin v'kadomeh shedarku b'kach tovah la bracha. The Ramah, quoting from the Mordechai in Perek Agadol, says the one who is stringent and does not smoothen something out. Here the Ramah is talking about apples, smoothing out some sort of dish of apples, and anything similar, tuna fish, egg salad, or any other item, and one does not smoothen it on Shabbos, tavo ala bracha, it's the appropriate thing to do. Now, why is it tavo ala bracha? It would seem to be that maybe there is an issue of memareach or memachik when it comes to food, even though we haven't found it in the Gemara, and we didn't see anywhere In earlier halacha gezara days, that would be prohibited. But nonetheless, the Mordechai does say that it's tavol habracha, that one should be cautious in trying not to smoothen something on Shabbos. Again, fundamentally, it's mutter. That's what the Ramah says. It's mutter lachlik halacha b'Shabbos. But tavol habracha, one who does not do so, it is a appropriate, nice thing not to do so on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah does that in Tifkat and Pei Beis, the Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. There's an exception to this rule, and that's when it comes to placing something on a piece of bread or on a sandwich. You're smoothing your butter onto a sandwich, cream cheese or a peanut butter or jelly or hummus, and you want to place it onto a piece of bread. That is absolutely permitted. L'mareach tapuchin l'vushalim, to place or to smoothen apples that are cooked onto a piece of bread. U'adin shuman v'chema v'vadai shari. So when it comes to oil or butter or anything else that's being placed onto a piece of bread, that is mutter. The Sharatzim quotes that this is the diuk. It seems to be that this is the intent of the Hagos, the Smak, the Magen Avraham, also writes as such, and therefore if you want to make a sandwich on Shabbos and to take a knife and to smoothen it, the butter, the cream cheese, the tuna fish, the hummus onto a piece of bread is absolutely permitted, and to place the paste in any area specifically around the bread would be permitted. The only thing that the Ramah writes is Tavala Bracha is if it's not being placed onto a piece of bread or onto a sandwich and something like that, in that circumstance it's Tavala Bracha. But even in those situations, still there is room for Heter, because fundamentally it seems that Ein Memareach Ba'Ochlin, or there's no Memachik Ba'Ochlin, but nonetheless it still is Tavala Bracha. The three areas that we discussed when it comes to Memachik and Memareach, number one is non-food items. When it comes to soap, lipstick, toothpaste, all those are prohibited because of memachik or memarech, smoothening, scraping, or softening something, and that is, seems to be the tolda of memachik and memarech. Those are the examples that the Gemara discusses and the Shulchan Aruch discusses, and those are the practical applications of it today. A second area is when it comes to using any moisturizer or for one's body or areas that are scarred or chapped on one's hands, lips, or other areas, those also would fall under the category or the malach of memachik, scraping or memareach, smoothening or softening something onto the body. Regarding a situation where it's necessary for refuah on Shabbos, one should speak to his rav and make sure that it either is permitted because it's considered to be a cholish in both sakana. If it's a antibiotic, there's room to suggest that. Certainly there's room to do so on the day Akum, when it comes to children's well, when it comes to any rash and the like, there also is room for a heter. But again, it depending upon the situation, the place and time, one should be cautious. When it comes to placing something on the body, a moisturizer, not for the sake of a health reason, but for the sake of comfort, because that's something you do every day, a hand sanitizer or any type of moisturizer, that's subject to a machlokas aposkim, because it's derech briyim, it's the way that one ordinarily does something, you do it every day, and it has nothing to do with medication, and if you're smoothening it onto the body, if that's something that you do, so some poskim do permit that. The majority opinion is that still is prohibited not to use a moisturizer in one's hands or lips as well, but when it comes to any issue of refuah, certainly one should address that question specifically with his rav. Finally, when it comes to to food items, issues of memareach and memachik fundamentally do not apply. Ein memareach ve'ein memachik ba'ochlim, but at the same time, the Ramah does write tavol habracha, but certainly does not apply when it comes to placing it onto a sandwich and the like. And these are a number of the issues regarding contemporary applications of memareach and memachik on Shabbos, as well as the fact that the Ramah does note that the use of soap or a bar of soap, which Tiferes Yisrael and Mishnah Berurah answers fundamentally, is because of nolad. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.